Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, it's time for Travelling Tunes. Morena Kirsten.
Good morning. It's time for romance this morning.
Oh my gosh. I said before when we introduced the show, I was like, things might get far too sexy for 7:40 a.m. on a Friday, but I know. That's all right.
You can use it for your wedding planning or your hen's night planning or whatever.
I actually called someone the other day and they were in knees deep in doing their wedding playlist. And I was like, that's a lot of responsibility, right?
Yes, and I hope they're taking it very seriously. That's excellent.
I feel like we kind of make or break, you know.
I feel like we could do a whole nother Travelling Tunes about songs that people walk down the aisle to.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing, eh?
Yes. Oh, yes. I like that one. That's a good one. I'll write it down. So I've been trying to unpack each of these elements. We're doing old school R&B slow jams. And I was like, wait, when is old school?
Mm.
And I've got a couple definitions, but yeah, it's definitely 80s. Some went back to the 70s and some are more 80s and 90s. So I think it's just a certain generation, the songs they grew up with. And so they created the term old school. But yeah, obviously younger people now are still calling it. And then slow jams is just any sort of R&B ballad. And then R&B, wow, we could talk for hours on that. Because it's gone from rhythm and blues, meaning the sort of pre-rock and roll music. And then apparently it was still used even in the 70s to just mean any funk and soul. But air quotes, contemporary R&B is this 1980s to 90s black music, you know, that's not hip hop, you know. Mm-hmm. It's got, you have the slow jams, you have the sort of dance beat ones, you have love song, you know, it's a wide net. And it's rhythm and blues, because, you know, you interview the artist and they'll go, you know, it's got rhythm and blues. And you're like, that's not helping me at all. But yeah, it's an umbrella term that covers, you know, a very popular strain of music. But so we're going to these special slow jams and they are iconic. I'm wondering if we'll start with Boyz II Men.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of you people. Everyone will be going, oh, yes. This was their bread and butter. They had so many of these slow jams. I'll Make Love to You, End of the Road. And in fact, so today we're going to play On Bended Knee, which is a very good wedding song. It was replaced by I'll Make Love to You on Billboard. And they were the first act since the Beatles to replace themselves as number one.
Whoa.
Which is massive.
That's huge.
And so, yeah. And this is produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, some really great funk producers from Minneapolis that are known for their work with Janet Jackson.
Listen to it.
Oh my God, it's so good. Let's have a listen.
Darling, I can't explain. Where do we lose our way? Girl, it's driving me insane. And I know I just need one more chance to prove my love to you. And if you come back to me, I'll guarantee that I'll never let you go.
Can we go back to the days that love was strong? Can you tell me how a perfect love goes wrong? Can somebody
I think it's the chimes really make it in the old school R&B. Just so like sparkly and corny and wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, there's that Yiddish word schmaltz, and yeah, the layers and this group, they started off literally as a doo-wop group on the street, you know, which is just a cappella harmonies, and they just bring that into their, you know, even their really, you know, produced stuff as they keep that that sense of four young men harmonizing with each other outside their building, you know?
So beautiful. This song came out in the 90s, right?
Yes, I've got the date here someplace. 94, yeah.
It's fascinating that it's sort of...
It does feel older, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was just going to say, because, you know, we were talking about old school, and we think of sort of... There's that really clear lineage from, you know, 70s sort of soul, yeah. And then old school R&B from the 80s, but then there was this real resurgence in the 90s and early 2000s with that, like, neo-soul kind of movement as well.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, fascinating.
And it never goes out. People are always wanting to sing about love. You know, I mean, we can talk about popular music, so much of it is about that, isn't it?
Do you think it's, like, the easiest subject to potentially sing about?
Probably.
Well, because it's universal, you know? Like, if you want to hit, you know, obviously we have lots of complex topics, but this is one that you're just going to get so much traction that it's going to be open to everybody. Except for us curmudgeons that don't believe in love, but everybody else.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking, I was like, we could do songs about hate next week.
That's right.
For anyone feeling bitter.
Grumpy songs.
Bitter and twisted.
Get off my lawn.
What's the next track you've got for us, Kirsten?
So the next one I've got, this is a duet. This is Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway from 1972. So this is older. Now she... Oh, for one, the first thing I want to say is her middle name is Cleopatra. That's awesome. But she did a lot of the really intense songs. Where is the Love? First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. So she, you know, these sort of slow jams, you know, are her bread and butter. So we got jam, bread and butter here. She performs with this guy, Donny Hathaway, who did pass away in 1979. They did so well. They've made two duet albums together. Their duet thing was such a thing. Oh yeah, Killing Me Softly she also did. Oh my gosh.
Feel Like Making Love.
So this one that we're doing today was actually covered later by Luther Vandross and Beyoncé, sort of in an homage. Just these guys are just iconic. They're beloved by so many other singers.
I also feel like the duet is a long tradition of the old school R&B love jam.
You're right, totally. Yeah.
It feels like a real like theater performance of these like two people playing the lovers, you know. let's have a listen.
And she passed away in 2025.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Roberta Flack. Let's have a listen.
The closer I get to you,
I'm a sucker for a day. I love it.
So gorgeous. And I was thinking about him. He died in very tragic circumstances at age 33. And so this whole show today, I didn't realize it's going to be quite sad because
yeah.
She died, Roberta died in 2025. And our next artist, D'Angelo, he also passed in 2025.
Yeah.
And one of the love of his life, he didn't stay with her forever, but they were together for a while, is Angie Stone, who was another great singer.
Yeah.
And she passed in 2025, and they have a son. So he lost both his parents in 1 year. I was like, whoa, I did not intend for this.
That was my bad. Sorry, I chose all of the tributes.
No, did you? Oh, my God.
Because I'm still grieving Roberta Flack and Angie Stone and D'Angelo.
Oh my God! So there it is. I thought it was some weird alignment of stars. Okay, so it was purposeful. I was getting really freaked out going down these rabbit holes.
Rosetta was devastated when D'Angelo died. Not okay for a couple of days.
We came in and did breakfast, and we were on the radio at 7 a.m. and he died overnight, and I hadn't checked my phone yet. And then we got a text from someone saying, "So sad to see that D'Angelo died." And I had to just remove myself for a second because I was so devastated.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what a neat guy. You know, we have so many artists that, you know, get in a lot of trouble. And he seemed to be not as problematic as some people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a very beautiful, you know, singer and interpreter of music. And so we've got his very wonderful... How does it feel? Produced by Rafael Sadiq, another great artist.
This song is so iconic. And I do feel as though part of D'Angelo's legacy is perhaps the sheer amount of babies that have been conceived to his music.
Well, if anyone's a good early riser and enjoys listening, hopefully today they're doing this.
Okay.
I really, really hope they're not listening to BFM.
Oh, no.
Leave us out of it.
I want no part in that.
Okay, songs about hate next week.
The music video for the song as well. Have you seen that? Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
What a beautiful man.
I must admit, these three songs have been kind of just looking at the ground, kind of smiling. I don't think I'm ready for this force of love.
I know.
Yeah, and it isn't just, you know, purely sort of visceral, is it? It's just a beautiful, warm emotion, isn't it?
Yeah. You said chuck the fireplace on if you've got a fireplace.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a couple of logs burning. Old school R&B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to end with Untitled, How Does It Feel, from D'Angelo. This is such a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for another week of Traveling Tunes. Yes, we're feeling loved up and ready to take on the day, eh?
Yep.
I'm really wanting to say goodnight.
This does feel like a very late night.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks so much, Kirsten. All right. Have a great week.
Okay. Thanks, Kirsten.
Bye.
Bye.
Silly little game you and me play, and I'm feeling right on. Feel the same, baby. Let me know. I love to make you well in between. Oh.
Was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.